Brett Hollander here on Sportsline on WBAL. We're with now Jeff Zeribek, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, how are you?
Brett, what's going on?
Well, a lot these days with the Baltimore Ravens, I'd say. What's your take on the situation? A three-game losing streak. Jeff, is it a logical opinion, a reasonable opinion? If you were to tell me on September 1st, the Ravens, take aside the three-game losing streak, would be 9-5 going into their final two games with a one-game AFC North lead, factoring in who they lost this offseason, legitimate starters and contributors, Redding and Jarrett Johnson and Ben Grubbs, a significant blow to any team. And then, of course, you basically lost Terrell Suggs, maybe not for the year, but you lost Terrell Suggs, even when he's played, he's not Terrell Suggs. And then the injuries of Lewis, Pollard, Jameel McClain, Danelle Ellerbe, Jimmy Smith, Pernell McPhee, Lardarius Webb, Marshall Yonda, Ed Dixon, et cetera, et cetera. Would it be reasonable to say even that this team has accomplished even more than maybe they should have, at least in the beginning of the year?
You know, it's an interesting viewpoint. It's just hard to say that because of the manner of how things have happened. You know, obviously with the three-game losing streak now, getting blown out by a really good team this past weekend, you know, it is, I think it's hard for a lot of people to look at the positives and see that. I will say, you know, if somebody told the Ravens probably when the season began that, you know, with their schedule, knowing that Terrell Suggs was probably not going to play most of the season and not knowing about all the other injuries, yeah, I think they would have taken 9-5 in position to win one out of two to win the division and clinch, you know, home field for at least one game. I mean, I think they would have taken that. But still, I mean, there just has to be some concern. You want to finish strong. You want to be peaking heading to the playoffs. And the Ravens right now are playing their worst football. And I think the other thing that gets people down is, you know, I don't really think the Ravens have played well all season, to be honest with you, Brett. I don't mean to be overly critical. I think they've had their moments where they've been really good, make no mistake. I just think they've, you know, John Harbaugh said it himself, we just haven't been consistent. I mean, one game the defense plays pretty well and the offense is down, or the next game the offense is dominant and the defense can't stop anyone. They played really well in their season opening game against the Bengals. Then they didn't play well against the Eagles. They played a good first half. And then they came back and played really well offensively and poor defensively against the Patriots. And that's kind of set the tone the rest of the way. It's just, they found ways to win games. You have to credit them for that. You could say they backed in all you want. They won 9 games. So regardless, that's enough to get in the playoffs. So I think credit is due, but I just think they just haven't played that well for, I think, fans to kind of suggest that they've overachieved, even though, you know, the injuries have obviously taken their toll.
I guess where I'm coming from, I don't recall anyone predicting a 12, 13, 14 win season for this Ravens team. I don't recall anyone doing that. I thought 10 wins. That's what I thought, and I think that's where they're going to be.
I said 9 or 10, too, and you know, I knew that their losses would hurt them a little. You know, Jarrett Johnson and Corey Redding were pretty valuable players. Ben Grubbs is one of the better guards in the AFC. You saw their offensive line at the beginning of the season. You knew Suggs was going to be out. Yeah, I thought 9-7 and 10-6 and a playoff berth would be a decent place to start for them. And you know, it's been unusual the manner they've gotten there, but that's pretty much where they sit right now.
That is where they sit right now. And the latest on the injury front, do we know anything about Ray Lewis and what he'll do tomorrow practice-wise? And does he have a shot to play Sunday?
Yeah, I'm sure. I assume that he'll be – he's practiced 2 weeks now. This will be the third week, so I assume he'll be out there. But, you know, the guy hasn't talked since week 6. So it's hard really to get a feel for where he's at. Predictably, the Ravens don't want to really give – you know, any hints to the Giants about whether Ray Lewis would play or not. You still hear is, you know, he had some atrophy in that arm and he's not necessarily ready to play. So, you know, one way or the other, I know he wants to, you know, Buck Showalter loves to say the want to is
the want
there. But yeah, the want to is certainly there, but can he be, is he able to protect himself and make an impact with an arm that's not built up yet and not having played since week 6? So that'll be the big question that Ray's going to have to answer. Coaching staff, team doctors, they're all going to answer. You know, ultimately, they don't have to make a definitive decision on Ray until next week. So he technically, you have 21-day span when since you get back to practice where you can stay on that list while still practicing. But once that 21 days expires, and that will be at some point next week before the Bengal game, they either have to decide, look, you activate him to the Roth 53-man, or you just say he ain't going to make it. He's going to have to be, you know, we're going to keep him on injured reserve and he's out for the season. So this week isn't necessarily the drop-dead date for Ray Lewis. Next week would be.
Jeff, I thought it was interesting yesterday. I asked the question to John Harbaugh during the press conference about the offensive line play. I assessed it as very poor, both in run blocking and pass protection. Harbaugh is pretty dismissive of that. I don't know if it was sticking up for his guys or what, but right now this offensive line, very inconsistent. Pretty good against Washington, to be fair, but horrendous against Denver. A really good front, but horrendous.
Kind of like the rest of the team, Brett.
Right.
It's been real inconsistent. At times they've looked pretty good, but I think overall the unit has regressed a little, and that has to be the concern. And it would not surprise me if you see some changes along there this week. It just doesn't seem like Joe Flacco has that much faith that he's going to have the time, and he seems a little skittish in the pocket. And I just don't know if the confidence is there with the offensive line right now. So, it wouldn't shock me if we see Brian McKinney. Now, obviously, it'll depend on where is Yonda at. Is Yonda going to be back this week? He didn't practice at all. He was in a walking boot when I last saw him, which is never a good sign. But he, we'll see about him. And the offensive line needs to play better. I mean, John Harbaugh kind of called them out with their run blocking. Ray Rice had no room whatsoever. And you're right, Broncos have a good front. But, you know, he's still got to create some room and give a Pro Bowl running back an opportunity. And, the pass blocking, the run blocking. I mean, Oren KO did okay against Dumerville and Von Miller. They're probably the best set of pass rushers in the league on the same team. But, overall, it needs to get much better.
Jeff, do you think this team has a chance to rally at all in these final two games, considering everything?
Yeah, I would never put it past the team that has the kind of leadership and talent that the Ravens have. I mean, they have a tradition of winning. I know their defense is decimated, but they keep saying everything's in front of us. You know, they keep bringing up the Giants, the Packers. That has to start somewhere. And, if you're being honest and you're looking at this team, you're not really seeing glimpses. I mean, you didn't see a part of the Broncos game where they look really strong and looked a couple plays away from putting it together. The offensively, you saw it a little in the Washington, but then it kind of faded. Until you see them play a game where it looks like they have everything in gear and their offense is getting its rhythm back and the defense is making some plays, it's just hard to predict one of those runs, Brett. I mean, that's just being honest, but I would never count out this team. That would be foolish. I mean, they still have some individual talent. They have good leadership. And earlier this season, the same cast of characters on offense was putting up a lot of points and a lot of yards. So, it doesn't look good right now, though, because they just look lost offensively, and they need to figure that out for anyone to believe that they can make a run in the playoffs.
All right, Jeff, switching gears quickly in about 60 seconds, one baseball question for you. Your colleague at the Baltimore Sun, Dan Connolly, reported yesterday that the Orioles have legitimate interest in Adam LaRoche. He wants a 3-year deal. I think this is a tough one. He's a flawed player, clearly, but it would be an upgrade. Your thoughts on LaRoche possibly coming here? I know you've seen him play a lot over the years.
LaRoche kind of turned it around for me this year. I'd never been a huge fan of him.
Me neither.
I kind of looked at him as a low-energy guy and kind of a guy that, when it hit some home runs, but they would come, late in the season, notorious slow starter. But watching him play, he really impressed me. I think it would be an upgrade. I would probably do it. I would have reservations about it, but I would probably take him. The draft pick, I understand, but, they're picking later in the draft as usual. It's not like they're giving up a top 5 pick or anything, so I would probably do it. You just need to see them do something. I mean, there's a lot of teams getting better in the American League, and the Orioles are kind of stuck. I mean, yeah, McLaughlin's is nice to get him back, but the Orioles need to do something. I mean, it's not late yet, but it's quickly reaching that point of the offseason.
Yep, we agree fully in that. Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, of course, the former Orioles beat writer for that paper. Jeff, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Brad. Have a good night.
Always great insight from the one and only Jeff Zrebeck. We're back with more next year on BAL.